You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Scotty Arnold. Scotty, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, man. It's nice meeting you.
Scotty, I saw something online earlier in the month, an article, Memphis Repo Man Got Possibly Paralyzed. I want to get into that in a minute, but before we do, for the benefit of the listeners, can you give them a little bit of background about who you are?
Yes, sir. I'm 24-year-old. I started repoing back when I turned 18. Learned how to do it from a good friend of mine. He taught me all the tricks of the trade and everything. I've been a volunteer fireman since 2004. Certified fireman. Certified on a lot of things dealing with the fire department. I'm a father of three kids and two stepkids. Besides that, that's about it. And I enjoy my family, man.
I hear you. How old are your kids, Scotty?
I have a four-month-old little boy. I got a little girl, she's 18 months, and I got a four-year-old little boy. And then my stepkid, I got a five-year-old little boy and a two-year-old little boy.
Okay, great. So, Scotty, why don't you start from the beginning? How did all this happen?
We was doing property tollways, and a property manager called us out to do a tollway on a truck that was illegally parked in the apartment. We got out there. We actually had two trucks go out there, and one truck had hooked the vehicle and was leaving with it to get to right around the corner of the apartment where he could get the information to report it to the police. So I was pulling off behind him when something malfunctioned on his truck. So we pull out to the street. He sets the vehicle down, gets his information to report it to the police. While I'm picking the vehicle up, a car that I had repossessed a couple months prior pulled up beside us. The guy got out and asked us what we was doing and started waving a gun. He started hitting my window with his gun, so immediately I just drove off. He shot seven times. One time hit my truck in the bed, one time hit my headrest, the third shot hit me in the back. The fourth shot came through my windshield, the fifth shot went through my passenger side door, and the other two shots, we're not sure. One hit another spot on the truck, and we're not sure where the seventh shot went. They found seven casings. When we found out who the guy was, the truck we had been the illegal parking tow on was the brother of the guy that I had repossessed, which was the guy that had shot me.
Okay. This guy unloads seven bullets, obviously indiscriminately, at you, not really concerned about whether or not you would get hit. One hit in the headrest and almost hit your head. We might not even be talking right now if that happened.
Yes, sir. The one in the windshield was at head level, too.
Okay, so what happened when you got hit? Do you remember anything?
Yeah, I had a friend with me. He was sitting in the passenger seat. When I got hit, I knew I was paralyzed because my body just numbed up. I couldn't do nothing. So my partner, I said, man, I've been hit. I can't stop the truck. And he immediately jumped up on the center console of the truck, grabs the steering wheel. We come out into an intersection. We didn't actually come down the road. We was off the road. We come inside a church parking lot. We come off an embankment out into the middle of the intersection. And he said he got his foot on the brake and finally got us stopped up the street. And he said he got us stopped. He put it in park. Well, after that, the guys come around the corner in the car. Well, my other tow truck was chasing them. He chased them a few blocks and was trying to catch them and stop them, ram them and stop them, or the police where we would have the suspects. He's a fugitive recovery agent also. They came back to where I was at. So when they pulled up in front of my tow truck, I guess they was going to finish me. The driver come up behind them, rammed them. That's when the airbag deployed, and he got out and pepper sprayed them. One subject got away. He called the other two subjects, the two brothers, the owner of the truck, or the owner of the car that I repossessed that shot me.
Okay, so the airbag deployed in the
Cadillac that they was driving that I repossessed a couple months before.
Okay, so the airbag blew. Those guys, I guess they were kind of in shock. Your coworker who rammed him with his other tow truck, he gets out of his tow truck and he pepper sprays one of them because the other one ran away, right?
There was three subjects. The one ran away and he pepper sprayed the other two, the two brothers that was up front, and that's how he caught them too.
Wow. Was he towing something when he rammed him?
No, he wasn't towing nothing. The lift on his tow truck malfunctioned. It broke when he lifted that truck. That's why I had to pick the truck up.
Okay, I got you. What kind of a truck was he driving? What kind of make and model?
Dodge Ram. You're talking about the other driver, right? The other tow truck driver?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And what about your truck, Scotty?
Mine's a silver Dodge Ram.
Okay, so both Dodge Rams. They're not really that big then?
No, they're 4,500s. All they are is a dually with a self-loading bed on them. They're small trucks.
Okay. One of them runs away. The other two are pepper sprayed. How long did it take the cop to arrive?
Right after he ran them, he pepper sprayed them two guys. They got out, tried to run. He knocked one down, and then he caught up with the other one. And by then, the police was there. I mean, cops everywhere. And that's when they got him. Because I had called the cops as soon as we got stopped. I was still with myself. I called the cops. So they were there momentarily after the incident where he ran them.
And this is the Memphis Police Department, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How far away from where that person shot you was where you ended up near that church parking lot in distance?
The apartments are located right next to the church parking lot. So we went a quarter of a mile.
Okay. You couldn't feel your legs then?
No, sir. I couldn't feel nothing. I was so numb.
Okay. And what was this date, Scotty?
The 3rd of October. I was in the med for a week. Then I went to rehab for 2 weeks.
How do you feel right now?
I'm good, but I don't feel nothing from about right where your armpit is down. I'm paralyzed from there down.
Did they say that you might regain your feeling?
They said it's 95% chance that I will never regain nothing. They said that the bullet took out my T3 and T4 in my spinal cord. They actually left the bullet in my back because they said it would cause more damage to take it out.
Any chance that they could do surgery to reattach the nerves?
No, sir.
Oh, man, I feel really bad about this, Scotty. I didn't know that it was like this. They didn't really talk about that in the articles that at least are up online.
Yes, sir. I didn't find out about it. Actually, the hospital in Memphis didn't tell me how serious it was. I think they might have told my mom, but they didn't tell me how serious it was. The rehab services I went to told me.
How do you feel right now?
I feel good, man. I gave up at first because, you know, I thought I couldn't do nothing for my kids. But I've been back with my kids since Tuesday when I got out of rehab. And, man, I feel great. I mean, even though I can't walk and get in the floor and play with my kids, they come up and they talk to me and sit on my lap. And we try to do things together.
So you're in a wheelchair then?
Yes, sir. I'm in a wheelchair.
But your arms are working perfectly.
My arms work. I really don't have a lot of strength in my arms. I went from being able to lift in dumbbells 25 pounds to now I'm lifting 5 pounds.
You're going to build them up though, right?
Yes. I got dumbbells I'm working with now. I'm trying to build them back up because that's what I use to get from my wheelchair to the bed. I can transfer myself. They taught me in rehab how to transfer myself to the bed, from the wheelchair to the bed, and how to redress myself and to bathe myself. But right now I'm still in neck brace and stuff like that.
Okay. I know you said you repossessed this person's car before. Did you know these guys, these two brothers?
Not on a personal level, just as an account that I have repossessed before.
Okay. I can see on the story online that you're a white man and both of them are black, right?
Yes, sir.
Are both of these people behind bars right now?
No. They was put in jail on charges of aggravated assault and put on a $150,000 bond. While I was in rehab, they had a court hearing. My family didn't know about it. The brother that didn't shoot me, they dropped his bond from $150,000 to $15,000. He made bail. The brother that shot me, they dropped his bond from $150,000 to $80,000. He's still in jail right now, as far as I know.
Why would they drop the bond on somebody who did that, you think?
I don't understand. That's also, I don't understand the charges of aggravated assault. I mean, I would call that premeditated murder or premeditated attempted murder or attempted murder is the way I would see it. I mean, you unload 7 rounds at somebody.
Which was the one who did it, David or Joseph?
Joseph.
Okay. So David and Joseph Prophet with 2 F's and 2 T's. I imagine these criminals have been in and out of trouble with the law their whole lives. You don't carry a gun and just unload it into...
The one that shot me had a carrying permit for his gun.
Yeah.
But Memphis is so easy to get a gun carrying permit.
Just because you have a permit doesn't mean you can do what he did, obviously. It's there for self-defense, right?
Yes.
You should have had one. Were you carrying one, or are you allowed to?
No, we cannot carry guns in a commercial vehicle.
Okay.
It's actually a DOT law that you cannot carry a gun in a commercial vehicle.
So you end up being a target instead of being able
to... Yes, you end up becoming a target.
So this guy may have completely changed your whole life. I know you said it's 95% sure, but a lot of times things are said and doctors saying that, you know, you'll never walk again, they end up walking. So do you still have hope that something might happen?
Yeah. My family won't let me lose my hope.
Good.
You know, every morning I try to move my feet because I want to walk again. I mean, I really do. But, you know, then I still remember there's that possibility.
Well, keep up the hope, Scotty. One of the articles that I saw, the headline was Tow Truck Driver Shot, Reigniting Debate on Towing Ordinance. in that article, it talks about a law that was just recently changed. Are you familiar with that one?
The one about the reporting it to the MPD or whatever?
Yeah. Why don't you tell the listeners about how they changed the law there?
The apartments here are bad, and they expect us to enforce these illegal parking that they have, the fire lane parking. Well, the apartments are rough around here, and we've asked Memphis City to give us 15 minutes to get to a safe spot around the corner where nobody's around to get the information. But they will not pass nothing for us. They actually passed the law against us and says that we have to call the vehicle in before we leave the property. That's what took us so long. We had to stop, get information for him to report it to MPD. And then according on who answers the phone at the place, it takes anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour to call it in.
Because in this article, they said that there have been a lot of complaints of illegal tows, price gouging, and inability to reach the towing companies.
Yes, sir.
So I guess that's why they changed their law. Perhaps there's a possibility they might take a look at that after what happened to you, right?
We're talking to them, but they still say that they're not going to change it. We told them it was going to get a driver hurt, it was going to get them killed, and it about caused me to die.
Has the community rallied around this, around you, Scotty?
Yes, sir. The local community around my house, they've done some donations. Not much, but a little bit. In Memphis, the tow truck companies, they raised about $800 for me. But that's about it. I mean, besides that, we've been living on what we had, and that's running out.
Can you collect any kind of disability?
We've applied, but it takes, they said, up to 90 days before I could get approved.
Are you thinking about a lawsuit against anybody?
I've talked to an attorney about a lawsuit against the brothers, the guys that shot me. They said, we can't do nothing if they don't have anything. And they said, they probably don't have nothing. I thought about a lawsuit against the city of Memphis on that ordinance because we told them what was going to happen, but I've not found an attorney that will pick it up.
Is your wife working, or she stays home with the kids?
She's actually off taking care of me. She went to rehab, and they taught her, because every 4 hours, somebody has to drain my bladder. Right now, they say somebody's supposed to be with me at all times.
It's going to be tough, obviously, making a living for both of you, right?
Yes, sir.
All because of this one animal who did this.
Yes, sir. We're actually having to stay with my mom with all of our kids in my mom's 3-bedroom house trailer.
Oh, boy. I want to just talk about the savages who did this. These Prophet brothers who thought nothing of paralyzing you, a 24-year-old father. The area that you're at, this part of the country, how are race relations there?
Where I live at, it's fine. And actually, where I work at in the city of Memphis, it's fine, I guess, in certain parts, because my boss man, he's a young black guy. He's successful. He's become successful in life. He took knowledge and went to college, and, you know, he started his own business. But I guess in certain spots, it's not good. You know, I was brought up to treat everybody equal, but at the same time, I guess certain spots, it's not like that.
Right. So down that part of the country, many of the crimes are committed by blacks?
Yes, sir.
Is it a huge difference between crimes committed by blacks and crimes committed by whites? Would you say that over 90% of the crimes are committed by blacks or something along those lines, or is it a lot less or a lot more?
About 80%.
Again, Scott, I am so sorry about this, and I hope that you keep up the hope and never give up, because not only could something happen with your positive thinking, but there could be some kind of medical procedure that comes along that will give you your feeling back and allow you to live a normal life. Have you thought about that?
I've never really thought about that.
Scotty, is there anything you'd like to tell the listeners?
If they do anything with towing cars or dealing with towing cars, to make sure they wear a vest and keep every eye out possible. Because you don't know one guy from the next guy who might be carrying a gun.
Yeah. Scotty Arnold, I want to thank you so much for the time you took out explaining all this to the listeners. I'm thinking about you, buddy, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed and sending good thought your way, and I hope that one day you can get out of that wheelchair and run around with the kids like you used to do.
Thank you, Dave.
I love you, brother. I hope you get better.
All right, brother. I love you, too.